This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In Sri Lanka, a bomb blast at least three churches and three hotels on Easter killed dozens and caused even more injuries. Reuters' Grace Lee has details.
At least 100 people have been killed and hundreds of others injured after multiple blasts at churches and hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. Some of those buildings were in the capital of Colombo, and according to police, a total of three churches and three hotels have been hit, including the Shangri-La. Footage from local media showed damage from the blasts inside one of the churches, along with ambulances driving away with the injured. Colombo National Hospital said that several wounded people were brought in for treatment. Sources from two leading tourist hotels in Colombo also confirmed the explosions, but didn't give any details.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. Sudanese authorities have arrested several top members of the former ruling party of ousted President Omar al-Bashir, in a move that could bolster military rulers who are under mounting pressure by protesters to hand power to civilians, and another part of a widening crackdown designed to remove remnants of Bashir's rule. The Transitional Military Council said it will retire all eight of the officers ranked lieutenant general in the National Intelligence and Security Service. Opposition groups had demanded that the security agencies be restructured. Armed rebels attacked an Ebola treatment center Saturday near the Congolese city of Butembo, just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroon epidemiologist. One militia member was killed in the attack at the hospital, where medical staffers are trying to contain an Ebola outbreak in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. A police chief added that the four other rebels were captured. This is VOA News. Mourners are marking 20 years since the mass shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. AP correspondent Mike Rossier recounts the events of that day.
It was a shocking event. The date was April 20th, 1999. Two disaffected young men, both teenagers and students at the school, opened fire at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. They killed 12 fellow students and a teacher and wounded two dozen others before taking their own lives. In the aftermath, there were questions of why and how could this happen. 1 month later, President Bill Clinton told Columbine students,
"What happened to you has pierced the soul of America."
I'm Mike Gracia.
The U.S. has begun a multi-million dollar cleanup of an air base in Vietnam that the U.S. used during the Vietnam War to store the highly toxic chemical Agent Orange. The launch Saturday of the $183 million program outside Ho Chi Minh City comes more than 40 years after the end of the war. It was one of the main storage sites for the toxic formula. The U.S. sprayed 80 million liters of Agent Orange over South Vietnam between 1962 and 1971 to deprive the communist guerrillas of tree cover and food. The Agent Orange chemical stored there were believed to have been seeping into the surrounding soil, sediment, and rivers. U.S. President Donald Trump is lashing out at current and former aides who cooperated with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation in a series of angry tweets from Palm Beach, Florida. Mr. Trump laced into those who, under oath, had shared with Mueller their accounts of how Mr. Trump tried numerous times to squash or influence the investigation and portrayed the White House as infected by a culture of lies, deceit, and deception. Egyptians began 3 days of voting Saturday on constitutional amendments that would allow Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to stay in office until 2030. We get more from Edward Uranian reporting for VOA in Cairo.
A smiling President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi cast his ballot as polling began Saturday morning in a three-day referendum to make changes to Egypt's post-revolution constitution. Those changes will strengthen his hand over parts of the government and lengthen his term in office from 4 to 6 years. 62 million Egyptians are registered to vote of an estimated population of around 100 million.
That's VOA's Ed Uranian reporting from Cairo. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.